Welcome to the Two Girls True Crime Podcast. This is Katie.
And this is Courtney.
Just two girls talking murder, true crime, and other phenomena.
Okay, so we are going to start with the Sauter family mystery, which is a creepy ass story.
Very creepy. Cold case.
Cold case.
From 1945.
In Fayetteville, Virginia, on Christmas Eve. Parents, George and Jenny. Italian immigrants. George was born in Italy, but Jenny, I don't think was she Italian?
I don't know. But the dad, George, and his brother came over from Italy, and when they got here, the brother went back.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he just went back.
Why?
I don't know.
Maybe he freaked out. Maybe it's just too much.
Or maybe mafia said, you get your brother in America or we will do something with him.
You think you may have been a problem over there? Maybe it was a premeditated thing.
Maybe
it could have very well been.
Because he had that Mussolini.
I'm telling you, the Italian mafia doesn't fuck around. Have you seen my great-grandpa, Franco?
Yeah. Yeah.
In the white suit with two guys next to him. It's just like, it's no joke, you know?
We need to put that picture up on Instagram.
We do. It's a good one.
Looks like a pimp daddy. I'm thinking he was talking about it at a young age, and they didn't like it, so they had him, you take your brother over there, it'll be the ploy, but it's you're keeping him safe.
Well, I mean, that
but then when
could
he
be,
was
because that's
he was
bizarre. At, who would he come like to 16. The United States, right,
they
from
were
Italy?
Escaping you're... Italy.
Right.
Because back then, Italy was like
and they were
bad.
Probably, you know.
Yeah. They were poor, probably.
Right,
and
right.
Coming to America to start right. over. And so.
I like that thought.
Yeah.
I'm into that. So.
I mean, it's so bizarre.
So the mother, so they have ten children total, which is shit, man.
My great grandparents have 10 kids.
I couldn't
but
do it.
No, back then they had to help with the farms and that, you know, they helped with the family.
They had the kids
to use the farm
as slaves. Slavery.
Slave child.
Make them work the farm.
They did.
I know.
Yeah, my great grandparents' kids all worked on the farm.
Glad those days are over. Actually,
would not
I don't
be
know.
Working on a
Get
farm.
Those kids out there working. Shit.
God.
Okay, so then the mother, Jenny, got a phone call at 1:30 a.m.
Christmas.
She's woken up by this phone call.
So is that Christmas Eve or is that Christmas Day?
It's really confusing. I would say it's Christmas Day.
Day, yeah.
If it was 1:30.
Yeah.
Because they went to bed on Christmas Eve. The kids were so excited. They were opening up their Christmas gifts. They wanted to stay up late. And the mother said, okay. And how many kids stayed up late?
Five.
How many?
One was gone at the military?
One was in the military. You have to imagine a couple were probably really small, right?
Well, one of them was sleeping in bed with them, wasn't it?
Probably. I didn't hear that. But
oh, no. That's maybe something else.
But?
That might have been
you have to think. One's off in the military. Five kids are probably about that age where it's like, okay, yes,
they're
you can stay
kids,
up late.
Yeah.
That's fine. She said, just make sure you turn the lights off.
And lock
the front
door. And shut the curtains.
Yeah. So she's woken by this phone call at 1:30. It's a strange woman asking for someone she doesn't remember the name.
And there was, like, clinking of glasses in the background.
Like a party
like
was
a party.
Going on. And the woman started laughing oddly, and hung up.
And then...
So she's like, okay, I mean, personally, if I get a phone call that wakes me up in the middle of the night, that day,
I'm not going back to sleep.
I would be freaked out.
I'm not going back to sleep.
Because that's how I am.
Well, especially, like, a bizarre one like that. Especially, like...
On Christmas
in the middle
Eve
of the night,
at 1:30 a.m., you don't dial a wrong number. I mean, I guess if you're drunk.
Drunk, yeah.
Drunk dialing. Hey, it could
have
been a drunk
they
dial from a bar.
Back
you mean,
then.
Hey, I mean, that could be an innocent. Who knows?
It could have been
they don't
totally
know.
Just...
They don't know.
Not, you know, it could be not related.
Too bad they couldn't... It wasn't, you know, modern times where they could trace that.
Well, and then when she wakes up, the line's cut. So between that minute, the phone call...
In the fire.
In the fire.
Which
the
started.
The line was cut.
But she said as soon as that woman hung
within
up.
Within a half hour, right?
She hears something hit the
and
road.
That's when the thing got cut. Because the phone line was cut.
God, that gives me the creeps.
So she got a phone call, and then the phone line was cut.
Oh my God. Cutting phone lines for some reason, I just think of, like, Scream, and I just freak out.
And
you can't
said,
call for, I mean, back in the day, you know, back then.
Yeah.
When you and I were kids, and we'd watch those movies, there wasn't cell phones. I mean, that was like... That was your life on the home line?
Oh,
ugh,
yeah.
God.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so she hears a couple things, right? Objects hit the roof, kind of roll.
Rolling.
Which, obviously...
Mazel tov! No, mazel...
You know cocktail. What that is?
No, I know what mazel tov is. No, but it's a Malakov cocktail.
It's a firebomb.
No, it's called a Molotov or something like
cocktail.
That.
Cocktail, right. I don't know what it is.
I don't know how to say it.
Let's just call it... A fireball.
It's a fireball.
That's totally what it is, because then the fire starts.
Because it's like a bottle with a...
alcohol or...
With whatever the...
Gas or whatever.
It, and it has material coming out.
Shoved in, and it's...
So they light it, and it's a fireball.
Right. That's what started the fire. And they said a bus driver came forward and said that he saw people throwing fireballs.
Why are you driving a bus at 1:30 in the morning?
On Christmas Eve.
That's strange to me.
Unless...
I guess it could be the Greyhound bus.
Yeah.
Or he just is a bus driver and they were specifying the occupation.
Oh, that's a good point.
Because, I mean...
Maybe he wasn't working.
Yeah, he could, like, you know...
Yeah, maybe that was
I'm off work, my profession is, I'm a bus driver.
Because, correct me if I'm wrong, the fire department was closed for the holiday,
there was someone there.
Is ridiculous.
No, there was someone there and everybody was at home. His excuse is, he didn't know how to drive the fire truck with the... Tillerman or whatever was on the back. I don't know.
Okay.
And so he had to call everybody to come drive the fire
truck. That's crazy.
He's the fire chief.
Okay.
The person who should be teaching everybody what to do.
Okay. That's obviously bullshit. So we know that's bullshit.
And so he said that's the reason why they didn't get there for
6 hours. Till fucking 8:30.
Because they called close to 2.
The home burned down under an hour, right?
45 minutes.
Okay.
Ish.
So... By the time, can you imagine you're standing there, standing around, because guess what? Your cars don't start either.
And that's bizarre, some reason. He went out to the truck, it wouldn't start, and then he went to the other truck and it wouldn't start. They were driving
that was deliberate.
That day.
Well, that was deliberate. They were hoping that, you know.
No, they did all, this was all premeditated.
Okay, so the father, the mother, and probably a baby, I would think.
Well, the four younger kids.
Yeah, the four younger, the younger kids.
Do you have
kids.
The ages?
I do. Well, I have the ages of the kids that went missing.
Oh.
So they never find, they go up front.
Yeah, so there must be like a 4 or 3 year old.
Right,
because
these are all the upper ages.
Like an 18 year old ish.
Who's in the military,
so
who's gone.
Yeah. And so there's some young.
That would make sense. Yeah, that would totally make sense. So they go out front as soon as the fire starts, right, to get out. They grab the young children. They get to the downstairs, and they weren't there.
It was empty. They were yelling upstairs for them with no response.
Oh, my God. Can you even imagine? This is too much. So.
They tried to call, but they thought the line was burnt down. But they later found out it was cut.
And they also found. Okay, so. They go up front. The five children are not out there. The children that stayed up late to play with their new toys, because they let them all open one gift,
right.
Which is
like a Christmas gift.
We used to totally do, right? Get ready for the haul, and they wanted to stay up late, wait for Santa.
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay, so these five children are Maurice, age 14; Martha, age 12. Louis, age 10, Jenny, age 8, and Betty, age 6.
That's a little... 6 is a little young. Well, back then it's different. But now that's a little young to be staying up late.
Yeah.
No way.
I know.
No way.
So they go up front. The father can't get any of the cars to start because he was thinking, we'll grab the ladder.
To drive the truck over to get in the window.
Because the ladder was gone.
Because the ladder was gone.
They keep this ladder...
They keep the ladder on the side of the building
all the time. And
all
it's
the time,
found
75 feet away
from the house. Mm-hmm. Which,
and it might have been down in the basement, but I can't remember for sure.
That's too much. And okay, so then he goes, okay, I'm going to get in the truck. I'm going to pull it up. I'm going to stand
on
it to
get
in.
And
none of the cars start. Mm-mm. So they basically have to stand out front, watch their home burn down, and not know where their five children
are.
That's horrific.
Could you imagine looking at it thinking your kids are in there?
No.
Five, half your kids.
Well, you'd have to stop another from running in there, right? And
the dad tried going in, but there was so much smoke that he couldn't.
It burnt down so fast, they said. Just
but and there was
so
no
fast.
Screaming.
Nothing.
There was no noises that made it seem like somebody was inside. I mean, if the kids were upstairs and they woke up to this, they would be screaming and yelling and jumping out the windows.
Oh, for
and stuff.
Sure. So let me ask you this then. That woman that called at 1:30, Why would you have someone call and alert them that the fire's about to start? If you were truly... But...
No, they were distracting them, making sure they were home.
You think?
Yeah, making sure they're home. They answered the phone, okay, they're home. So we can get the kids.
People go to family, visit family.
Yeah, so they were probably just making sure they were home. Then they cut the line.
Because the mother went back to sleep after that.
Yeah, she started going back to sleep, and then that's when she was kind of asleep. Kind of not, and that's why she heard the things on the roof. But yeah, so they did that to make sure they were home, I'm assuming. I mean, obviously I'm not a specialist, and this isn't all factual.
And this is in Fayetteville, Virginia.
Yeah, and so then that was cut.
Fire truck arrives at 8 a.m., right?
And then somebody saw, from what I remember from one of the things I was looking at, somebody saw someone outside of their house doing something, cutting the lines. They probably saw somebody cutting the lines.
Who?
A guy. I don't remember. I don't remember who it was, but it was a guy. And the other guy said that, oh, your electrical box is going to catch the house on fire and kill everybody.
Right.
Who was he? He was an Italian guy.
He was. So there was an... The mafia was... Sounds like pretty much running this town. Which,
and he had said something. Didn't he say something about talking about Mussolini? Yeah. He's going to get your kids killed? Or I don't know.
That's right.
Or was that a different guy? No. There was two guys that said stuff there about their kids.
There was. So one guy said... Your house and children will go up in flames.
And
the other guy said,
"Brand new electrical because of the heat."
Well, the other guy said that new electric box is going to start a fire and burn up those children.
Yeah, and he said, "But it's new, so it's not."
Yeah, he said, "No, this is fun. I just rewired the entire house. It's a brand new electrical box. Nothing is going to happen."
I think it was before it was like fuse box.
Well, of course that would be the if you are purposely doing that would that's of course what you'd blame it on.
But also it plants the seed in your head.
It sure does.
That there's an electrical fire, even though it was a purpose fire.
That's what that guy was meant for.
Yeah. He was
planting an idea.
Yeah.
He was planting the idea.
So then the fire department
arrives.
The guy and the fire department are the ones who investigated because they did the fire investigation. Right. They said it was electrical and there was no remains of any sort found.
Nothing.
And the crematory said it takes 2 hours to cremate someone. And there would be remains of bones. No, but there'd be bones.
Because it was burned down in less than 2 hours.
When you cremate someone in general, it takes 2 hours to cremate them. And that leaves you remnants of bones.
Oh, I understood that incorrectly then.
And so she said, well, the house burnt down in 45, so there would be way more left. There would be way more left than just remnants of bones, because it was so fast.
Yeah.
And then... The mom.
Can you imagine? These poor people just went nuts.
The chicken bones in the oven to see how it would do.
I mean, they were going nuts. Yeah. Can you imagine? The police wasn't helping. Fire department wasn't helping.
Well, and then the dad used the tractor to, like, push some of the house remnants, you know, like, filling stuff in or whatever.
Probably to look for something.
And then all of a sudden... There was a piece of flesh that the fire department found, or whatever, that guy. But...
Bones. And it was an old man.
Yeah.
It was old man bones.
But the flesh wasn't flesh. It was a cow's liver.
So, someone's trying to... Probably because these poor people, they put up this huge...
Well, and that's when...
Right?
Yeah, the huge bulletin board.
I mean, that billboard is huge. And it has a picture of every child.
All five of them.
All five of them. And this huge... $10,000 reward.
Back then, that's a lot of money.
I mean, there's pictures of them standing in front of it. Can you imagine?
Yeah. And they're little old people.
And they said that sign was up for almost 30 years.
Until they died.
Mm-hmm. These poor people went out of their minds. Okay, then something comes in the mail. Years later.
1968.
And it's a photo, and that's all that's in there, correct?
Yeah, it's a picture of Lewis. And on it says,
I love Brother Frankie.
This is Lewis or something, I love Brother Frankie. That's it. And it had, and then the address was, where was the address, do you remember?
So here's, Lewis was 10 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So he would have been.
He would have been, and that looks just like him.
Yeah.
If you can find that photo, it looks, I mean, you look at that child on the billboard and you put it next to that older They look like...
Oh,
I mean,
no.
The eyes are...
And in 68, they didn't have the same recreation that we do now. That picture was legitimately a kid.
Yes.
A person. And then they hired a private investigator to go to the address.
And guess what? He was never heard from, never talked to, never found again.
That's bizarre.
This is total. I'm sorry. This is Italian mafia.
Hashtag the mafioso.
Hashtag the mafioso did it. God, I'm dying.
Okay. Yeah. And then, so yeah, I think it was the fire department that was involved, but I think maybe...
I think Mussolini said, no, but I this think, is what yeah. you're gonna do.
And I think, yeah, I think that they were held against, you know, their own will to do it, because they had family or something, so they said, okay, I'm gonna kill your family if you don't do as I say, mm-hmm. and make it
that's
seem...
That's probably exactly
it
what happened, actually, because that's how shit was run back then.
Oh, yeah. The fire department was less than 2 miles from their house.
And it took...
2 miles. You could have walked there and used a hose quicker than it would have taken for them to get there with the fire truck. 4 hours? 2 miles.
Not even 4 miles. It took, like, more than that.
Oh, sorry,
because-
6 hours.
Yes!
Not 4 hours. 6 hours.
What the fuck are you doing?
Calling everybody's because I don't know how to
drive
a fire
children?
Truck.
Five children? This day and age? Can you imagine?
But no.
Your
but
shit would be
also,
lit up like Christmas.
But... they couldn't call the fire department because their line was cut. Somebody else had to do it.
Who, I wonder. I don't remember how. Someone called, they said. The fire department. They called the fire department.
But it was someone
maybe
else.
A neighbor?
That, maybe that bus driver.
Could have been.
I don't remember. It said somewhere, and I don't know. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
But yeah, the fire department's line worked, and everybody else's line worked. And then they found out that theirs was cut.
But they said that the light, some of the lights were working during the fire
yes.
was started.
So that's how they knew it wasn't electrical.
Yes. That tells you fucking right there.
But also the technology back
okay,
then.
Okay, so then.
Is different. So
this
they
waitress comes forward, right? From she works
first,
about 45 minutes to an hour away.
First somebody saw them driving away in a car. The kids. From the house. Somebody saw the kids in the car driving away. Then the restaurant lady.
She says, I fed these 5 children on Christmas morning. I can't remember how many adults they were with, but they were here. I remember them.
The waitress, yep.
So, put this poor Jenny and George, because now they're like, well, they're alive. I mean,
yeah.
That would plant a... I mean, because you want to hold on
yeah.
to every last...
Every single parent that has a kid that's been missing.
You are going to hold on to every clue that you can... That you
well,
can,
like, what's that girl's name? That was found alive years later, has kids with the
Lacey creepy... Dugard.
Yes.
Found in that backyard with 2 children from her molester, from her
that
captor.
That she was teaching
in this,
how to read as much as she could.
Basically camping out back. I mean,
yeah,
he had
that's
them,
so
they,
gross.
He had them living in the worst conditions.
It was like a tent made out of tarps.
And his wife, what a slimy piece of shit.
Scumbag.
My mouth is so awful.
Scumbag.
But who does that? Who?
Mentally ill people who are just
what is
so gross.
At what point in your life, though, do you get to where you're like, your husband asks
but how
you
do
to,
you not know that's wrong?
Fucked up in the head, that's why.
But how do you not know that it's wrong to hurt someone? And at that point, if you have the feeling...
Well, something's wrong with her then, too. Maybe
no, but
she
I mean, just
it.
In general, with all these people that do this, murdering and kidnapping, what doesn't change in your head to say... I need to go seek help so I don't hurt people.
I don't know. They don't have, because they don't feel that. They don't feel...
But why don't they? I just don't get it. Because
they're narcissistic psychotics. Psychos.
They're sociopaths.
They're sociopaths.
Psychopaths and sociopaths. But psychopaths can go forever and not kill anyone. Sociopaths is unorganized.
Isn't it the narcissistic part that brings out the...
So the... All
psychopaths are narcissistic, but not all narcissists are psychopaths.
Yeah.
I've heard that.
And the sociopaths are very...
they don't feel
impulsive,
much emotion,
so they'll right? just... It'll be like a messy... Like, if they kill someone, it'll just be like, ah! And they kill them, and it's a mess. Psychopaths will plan it. It'll be organized,
execute.
And they can almost get away with it. I mean, they plan it to the... They're so OCD.
Those are the fuckers you need to keep away from.
And I was listening to... What was I listening to? Something about psychopaths.
But how do you know?
And
they play it off
it
so
says
well.
There's, like, one in...
What? What are you going to tell me? I'm working
5,
with a psycho.
1 in 10. I mean, it's like... No, the...
Look at the stats.
No,
let's
but
it
it's
up.
Like... It's... But just because you're a psychopath doesn't mean... That you're gonna be hurting someone, it just means that you don't have empathy, you don't have like remorse, you can't be around other people a lot, so you're like more reserved. But they mimic people so well that they have jobs. Their bosses They're the people who are in the management positions. It's people that thrive on power.
Egotistical traits, bold, no remorse, no empathy, antisocial behavior. This is crazy. How to tell a sociopath from a psychopath?
If you're listening to this, don't kill us.
You psychopath.
Egotistical psychopath. Egotistical.
Okay, you want to hear some more traits?
Yeah.
A disregard for laws and social mores. A disregard for the rights of others. A failure to feel remorse or guilt, which. And then a tendency to display violent behavior. So I think that's probably like the last step. Because like you said, some of them can blend in. Yeah.
Well, there was this thing where it was like...
They're likely to be uneducated and they live on the fringes of society.
Psychopath or sociopath?
This is a sociopath. Yeah, you're right. Because it's a
Psychopaths
have smart. Their own unique behavioral characteristics.
And they'll blend in. They will blend in.
Sociopaths tend to be nervous, easily agitated. They're volatile.
Well, they don't. They can't hold a job. And prone
to emotional outbursts, including fits of rage.
They can't hold a job.
They're likely to be uneducated and live on the... Oh, my God.
So, that's a sociopath.
That's what's funny, though, is people are so afraid of psychopaths, but it's a sociopath you need to look out for. Yeah. Well, it's both.
But
psychopaths don't always kill people, you said.
Right.
They just...
No, they don't. There's plenty of psychopaths that don't. And if they get on their meds...
And crimes committed by sociopaths include murder are disorganized, spontaneous, rather than planned.
See?
And good job! Hashtag yes, Katie! Psychopaths, on the other hand, are unable to form emotional attachments or feel real empathy with others. Oh my God.
They pretend, but they won't, like... They'll try to mimic it, and sometimes, because they don't know how to do it, you're like,
oh my God, that's so weird. I want to talk to a psychopath now, someone who's been done. Can you imagine you go to the doctor, like, okay.
You're a psychopath.
You're a psychopath. You're like,
no, because then they're narcissists. They are narcissistic.
Don't kill anyone. Okay. I mean, what do you do? Like, how are they diagnosed psychopath?
Well, I don't know. But they would probably be. They're good at
manipulation and mimicacy, it says. Oh, you were right on!
Told you. Those people are crazy. Crazy.
They have people with families and other long term relationships. Oh, yeah, they're without those around them ever knowing mm-hmm. or suspecting their true nature.
Yep.
They're that good.
Yeah. That's how freaking smart they are,
Intelligent psychopaths make excellent white collar criminals and con artists due to their common charismatic. Nature, does that sound familiar? Mm-hmm. Charismatic.
But they're usually, the ones that are working usually end up being in like a management type role.
Well, and then they're saying that psychopaths are usually made by nature, genetics, mm-hmm. and sociopaths are usually because of nurture, lack of.
You know, the ones that have...
Childhood trauma.
Mm-hmm. Physical, emotional abuse. The ones that get hit on the head.
I was hit on the head.
Pee their pants in their pee their bed until the old.
I was stuck on the head.
Remember all those ones? So they were like, okay. So they're hit on the head. Like a head trauma. But not everybody has a head trauma as a kid. Because they'd be like this. And then it's like they pee their bed at an old age. And what was the other one? Like torturing animals or something. I don't know.
So psychopathy is the most dangerous of all antisocial personality disorders because of the way that they disassociate emotionally from others. Which totally makes sense. They don't give a shit.
Nope. No shit's given. Hashtag.
So here is some of the very well-known psychopaths. Ted Bundy. Mm-hmm. Very, very charming. That guy could charm the pants off anyone. And women loved him.
Off a sock.
Women loved him. What? I could
charm the pants off a sock?
I could charm her way out of anything. Okay. Psychopath killers view their innocent victims as inhumane objects to be tormented and violated for their amusement, like their fucking toys.
That is so creepy.
Dude, I need to load my gun up and put that next to me tonight. I can't.
And taser.
And then I'm sure the BTK, the Son of Sam, all those guys are psychopaths, it says. But.
Yeah.
Sociopaths are. That's what. Freaks me out though when they can't control shit. But then you'd think that you'd know though, you know, like, okay, that person's acting rash.
Like that kid I was telling you about that stole the planes.
Yeah.
His dad was abusive, I think, is what it said. His mom's an alcoholic. He didn't get a lot of attention.
Hello? These are all of the signs.
He would go and, like, squat in these, because it was like a vacation town. He'd go squat in these houses, steal stuff, shower in their houses, cut his hair, eat their food, just, you know.
That's where he lived.
Go out of, in and out of school when he wanted. He had violent outbursts. And,
all the signs. And all the signs.
He wanted to learn how to fly a plane. So he read online how to fly a plane.
So was he a psychopath or a sociopath?
I think
he's a sociopath
because it was lack of nurture from his mom, who's an alcoholic. His dad went to jail.
But he sounds brilliant. I mean.
But you can be brilliant and have trauma. So he goes in to this. He gets his plane. He didn't get an education. He was in and out of school.
He was just smart.
So then he gets in this plane. He reads the manual. He flies the fucking plane.
How many times you said?
Five.
How old was he? 16?
16, I think.
That's crazy.
It was in Washington State. And it wasn't that long ago.
Where's your mom?
No. But then, no. Boeing wanted him. They were so intrigued by him. They felt sorry for him. There was a stolen camera. And there was a picture of him, like, in a field. Selfie. Earbuds going out of the picture. He looked like this innocent little child who, you know. But he didn't kill anyone that I can remember. No, he didn't kill anyone. And he said, I don't blame my mom. It wasn't her fault. She had a fucked up childhood.
I mean, listen, this guy isn't a bad guy.
But he's still a sociopath. I mean, that's his nature. Was his nature. But you just go and steal shit because you want to? Because
you feel like it.
But he wanted to steal it. He stole everything because he wanted to. And then his mom died of cancer. And she was all by herself and had no friends.
Jesus Christ!
While he was in jail. He's in jail. I can't remember his name. Coleman. Something like that. I don't remember. But it was like... But he, you know, he antisocial. Didn't, you know, he was skirting around in these little houses, stealing boats.
God, he was stole, having a fucking...
He stole a Mercedes.
Vacation of a lifetime, this
he
guy.
He stole a Mercedes.
So what, he just taught himself how to probably hotwire cars and shit?
There was keys in some of these things. There was keys in the planes, keys in the boats. The keys must have been in the Mercedes.
Yeah.
I don't remember. And then the other guy lived out in this field, like, in, like, tarp tent for 26 years or something.
Jeez.
You need to listen to that.
I need to listen to that.
You have to listen. Oh, so good one.
Shout out Sword and Scale.
Mm-hmm.
Love that guy. And he's so... good. He's got facts, like, don't fact check us or do.
Either way,
we're not professionals here, but we're just here to have a good time and talk
girls,
it out.
truecrime@gmail.com. If we are
email us anytime.
Wrong.
And that's two girls written out. T-W-O.
Yes,
T-W-O.
Right. O-O. But any ideas for future shows?
Oh, I would love. I can't wait till we get our
stories
first email.
Stories that we might not know.
I'm going to be so excited. So send us an email.
Stories we don't know?
Yes. But that, like, I have to say, we already talked about this, but we're going to touch on other supernatural, paranormal.
Oh, everything.
Everything, because we love it. And we love talking about it, and who doesn't? I mean.
Bigfoot, Loch Ness, UFOs.
Love
the cold.
It all. The Bridgewater Triangle.
That's going to be a good one.
That's going to be a good one.
That's freaky.
Ouija boards.
We
got it all coming.
Mediums.
We got it all lined
large.
Up. I can't wait. You guys are going to love it.
Hashtag
a medium is coming.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And she's going to be so good. And I can't wait. So she is going to help us with the cleanse, which we will talk about later.
The cleanse
and,
on a future episode.
And I think that's going to be a fun ass time.
Oh, it's going to be good.
We're
going to
record it. We're going to bring you guys with us. And kind of go through that journey with us. And basically, you know, our family has had the worst luck ever. I mean, the shit that happens to my family.
The medium's boyfriend just got her a Ouija board.
Did you tell her?
I told her don't touch
it. Toss it.
Don't touch it.
So my dad fucked with this Ouija board. And I swear to God, we think it's like all this bad luck is because of that. I mean, that's going to be a whole episode of its own.
Yeah.
Because my dad is a riot and you will love him.
Oh my
him.
God.
Hashtag yes, Katie.
Yes, Katie.
Yes, Katie.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
And we're going to let him tell the story of the Ouija board experience. Which you do not.
Don't fuck with a Ouija board.
Fuck with a Ouija board ever.
Ever.
It sounds like a great idea. And you know what? So I did it when I was a kid, too. Did I. But I didn't have a bizarre experience. Did you?
Yes, I told you what happened.
I think there has to be.
But then, I think it depends, you have to have the closure. And you have to, and also depends, like, the gal that we're going to take in, she said, buildings aren't haunted, people are. So if you're open to things, that's who's going to have the experience,
You want
to
know what else freaks me out? Is these, they can actually feed off your energy and suck you dry. I mean, if you, honestly, you're tired all the time and you're depressed. I'm totally down for the cleanse.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Totally down for the cleanse. Because I have a fatigue disorder.
I have chronic fatigue syndrome. And so I'm diagnosing myself with it.
And it's called Ouija board syndrome for anyone who's
Hashtag Ouija board syndrome. Oh my god. Hashtag don't ever fucking touch a Ouija board ever. I don't care if it's from Mattel. What was the other one?
I don't know, but don't ever. This one was old. This one was an older one.
Banging on the freaking door.
We work in a shed. A very nice shed, I must say.
And we are not by ourselves. There's lots of security.
Lots of men around with guns. And that's a fact. So don't fuck with us.
Don't fact check that.
Because
it's true.
Fact check all you want.
Oh, yeah. So then we're going to have other episodes.
Yeah, I mean, and I think kind of what we decided, which I think is so fun, is we're going to pull out of a box for the topic for the next episode until our viewers email us. So email us, please. Yes. We want to hear from you.
We'll write your topics down on there and we'll use those.
You know what?
We'll still pull from the jar.
Yeah, oh, that's a great idea. Yeah. I love
that.
And
we can write in the back viewers pick or something.
I love that. We can even put their name and shout out.
First names only.
Shout out to that. Yeah. You know? And you know what? Another thing that totally creeps me out is these
creepy clowns.
That too.
Creepy clowns.
The ones that are creeping around.
You know what we haven't done?
What?
I'm Katie.
I'm Courtney.
Nobody knew our name.
Well, that'll be in the beginning, right?
No, I know, but we say it in the beginning too, like, I'm Katie.
And I'm Courtney.
Yeah.
And this is.
They're gonna think we're the same person.
Two girls. True crime. No, like, what I was going to say was time travelers. The celebrity time traveler photos are so freaky to me.
That one of me back in the Hitler outfit.
Dude, that looks just like you.
I know.
Okay, so you're obviously not a time traveler, but if you Google celebrity time traveler, the photos are unbelievable. Yeah. How do you even find those?
Well, here's the thing, too, is like everybody has a twin.
Yeah,
is what they say.
I agree.
And how many different faces can you make throughout the years before they start being the same?
Fuck it, let's just run that again. They live in different countries. I'll never fit into each other.
I mean, that was like how many years ago? 100 years ago? And now, you know.
But
how many different, literally, how many different combinations can you get before you look the same?
I mean, who is they? I don't even know.
I don't know. Whoever they
are. Whatever religion you believe in.
Okay, so when you're playing the slot machine, how many times can the combination come up with the three cherries?
Right.
Same thing. It's like whatever the mixture happens to be, or they're in that portal in the Bridgewater Triangle took them to the other time. Remember? Did you read that part?
No. But I will, because we're going to be talking about in the next few episodes.
Oh, yeah. No, it said that there was some sort of like
force, energy.
Something,
force,
and it took them to another dimension or something.
Jesus. So that is what we're saying. That's possible.
It literally has everything. Well, it could be. Anything's possible.
Anything is possible. But those photos, like, for me, I need hard ass. Like, show me.
That's the thing.
Show me some visuals, because I'm not going to, like, that's how I am, and that's how you are, totally.
But please don't show me some creepy shit I'm not ready for.
Those visuals are intense, right?
No, they are twins. They have to be the same.
There's a couple of them that really freaked me out.
Was it Eddie Murphy? No. Who was that?
There is an Eddie Murphy one, yes. Yeah.
And then what was the other? What was the other guy? There was like twin.
There's all kinds.
It was like so bizarre.
Okay. And then there's that other photo of, they call it the time traveler.
That guy.
I mean, you literally Google the time traveler, and this guy stands out like a sore thumb. It's all these people from all these old outfits. He's got a graphic tee, which, of course, they didn't make back then. Sunglasses, modern sunglasses, a modern camera.
They were like,
camera.
Ray-Bans.
That's what they looked
before
like.
Before Ray-Bans were famous. Right,
and he had a camera, and he even had a zip-up jacket on, which was, they were definitely not wearing
them. Like a flannel zip-up hoodie on.
Yeah, and they said that photo was not Photoshop. He was just ahead of the times. That's fucking bullshit. I believe it was not Photoshop, but this man was not ahead of the times. You didn't make that shit back then.
You can't be that far ahead of the times.
This guy's just so good. He just fucking cooks that shit up. I mean, come on. Right? Like, what is this guy?
They didn't have those glasses.
He was just printing the screen shirts.
They didn't have the t-shirt looking like that. No, they didn't make a shirt.
They're trying to explain it, but
this is the shirt I'm wearing is the same kind of shirt he's wearing.
Exactly. Like
the same style.
Yeah, totally.
It's a t-shirt.
And they didn't make that back then is what I'm saying.
Hanes and Fruit of the Loom were not around back then. Well, they might have been. Don't fact check that. But they didn't make those shirts. I mean, this picture's from like...
It is so
what
freaky.
Is it, the 20s?
I'm looking now just because I'm so creeped out by that.
God. Is there a time-traveling freaking suitcase right there? See it? That's from, like, the 60s.
Nicolas Cage.
Oh, my
God.
His
is so good.
Oh, his is, like, oh, my God.
His is so good. So, here's the guy, right?
Here's the guy. He looks like he could be a Superman.
He is wearing a zip-up. I told you. Oh, my God, he is. He's wearing
Where's
a Super Mario shirt.
No, what is it? It's like a Marvel.
They cut it out of this one.
It's right there around his neck, though.
Oh my God, what the shit is that? That's a statue.
Who's that?
These are 1,000 images, evidence of time travel, but...
Look at that. That's like before cars, and that person's wearing a jacket from like the 70s.
Or the, that's like the or Titanic even the 90s. Shit. Modern Mohawk man.
Where's the Mohawk?
I don't see any Mohawk. That's a bullshit. That one sucks.
Oh, he's right there.
Oh my God, I didn't even see him.
Pointing up there, not down there.
Well, maybe this guy was just ahead of the times.
Now that is, I just got back from the military.
Yeah, that I can explain.
Yeah.
I can explain.
The only one we can't explain is if that other one wasn't photoshopped, there's no explanation.
What did they call that guy?
Time traveler?
Teleportations and time travelers caught on tape. That's so creepy.
That's Photoshop. Right. Let's not
Who
watch that.
Who knows? It freaks. It
oh,
literally
did you hear that?
Yeah, that was gnarly. But that freaks me out. I just want to see what year that was when that guy was.
Yeah, we need to see. Because that was old.
It was old.
Jibber
jabber. 1940.
That's from 1940. Well, that was only 1940. It looks so much older. So what we need
they,
to see.
They call him the time traveling hipster. That's what they call him.
Oh, totally.
And.
He's not a hipster, though. I mean, hipsters are like, you know.
It's 1940, yeah. And all these people have top hats on.
But
all
why aren't they looking at him?
They all have ties on.
Why aren't they looking at him? I mean, like, what are they looking at?
Look at this guy, though.
But what are they looking
God
at?
I know him.
No, he looks familiar.
I know.
But what are they looking at?
Oh, there was this big thing, event going on, some huge, what was it? Let's see.
No one is looking at him.
No, there was something going on. This was a huge event.
But why aren't they looking at him?
Maybe they,
well, what's
I mean,
that false say? What does that say? What is that? Is that an ad?
Well, because I told you, they try and explain it away.
Yeah.
It was taken at the 1940 at the reopening of the South Fork Bridge in Canada when the museum digitized and placed online the collection that included this picture in 2010. Some internet users noted that a man in the photograph appeared to be dressed far too modern for 1940.
Well, you know what it is. That's Canada. The people in America are way ahead of times.
Fuck. That's so true, though. I mean, we love you, Canada, but for real.
But no, I mean, it's
real
like
talk.
We could be in different hashtag real talk.
Website.
We could
such
be in a different. I mean, it.
A small portable camera, a wraparound sunglasses.
Wraparound.
Well, they're saying these items were readily available in 1940. I'm so sorry, I don't believe it. I mean,
well, okay. When did Ray Charles become famous?
See, these are the sunglasses. They think that's not what he's wearing. That's not what he's wearing.
He's wearing Ray-Bans like mine.
This is the camera they're saying that he had.
Okay, that looks like a portable camera from the 40s, easily.
And, you know.
But those glasses are not what he's wearing.
No,
those are like from the 20s.
They try and explain it away.
Those are not the glasses he's wearing. Look at the sides.
They say he has unusual fashions rather than time traveler. That's bullshit. We all know the government doesn't want us to know.
Well, I mean, they do have a similar side thing. Maybe they're not Ray-Bans, but they're not those glasses mm-mm. with the green lenses.
They're like on the side.
They're like dark, like that picture shows.
But they are more.
But the picture has that side view.
Yeah, but his are not like
the
that.
The glasses
his are
have
more
that.
Sharp,
but
though, right?
They're dark. I know the picture's black and white, but they're dark. They're not light like the picture shows.
This man has a hoodie on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A freaking hoodie.
I don't know.
And then the hairstyle back
no,
then,
it's just,
wear
no,
that.
All of that is new.
Oh, God.
Okay. If he is the only one in that crowd dressed like that, he would have a friend. His friend would be a hipster. There's no way that he's...
That's a really good point.
There's no way that he's the only person in this whole picture, only person who doesn't have anything modern.
Mm-hmm.
Or has the only everything modern. Not one other person has any of that same modern stuff.
Nothing.
Look at the way they're all dressed. There's
top
no way
hats. Look at
that
top
he's
hats,
getting away with that.
Ties and suits. That's what it... Because that's what you wore.
And there's no way... I mean, that, you know what, that's not even a zip-up hoodie. That's one of those, you know, hey, man, it's like a stitch, you know,
hey
like,
man,
a wool, like a wool, I'm like a, you know.
That's like a throwover, like.
What's it called? Hitchhiker's wear, you know, Burning Man. Like a, you know, they have, it's like,
yes,
it's not
were,
hemp,
but
it's
Burning
like.
Burning Man didn't exist in 1990.
No, I know, but
that's
saying,
what I'm saying.
It's not a zip-up, like I was thinking like this. I was thinking it was like this, but a zip-up.
It's like a throwover, right?
But it's like one of those Mexican blanket made. No, but you know.
Poncho!
But it's not a poncho,
it's
but it's like
a poncho.
It's like a throwover. It has a pocket here, and it opens up here, but it doesn't open all the way, and it's almost knitted.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about.
But I don't remember what it's called. That's why he's a hipster.
People like crochet those, though, right?
Well, people might have back then, but now it's like mass produced.
It is.
For the hipster.
But it's a toss over. It's a throwover.
What is
no,
it
what
called?
Is the word that's going to drive me nuts? It's not a poncho.
It's not a poncho,
it's like the female
but it's
version. Men don't wear those, or do they?
Oh, all the time. It's the guys
hitchhiking
with the dreadlocks
on the corner. You know the guy
up to the freaking reggae on the river. You know the guys with the hacky sacks. It's made out of the hacky sack material.
Oh my
you know,
god!
It's what it looks
a,
like.
I haven't seen one of those or even heard that name in years. Hacky sack.
Sheldon Cooper was playing with a hacky sack.
Was he?
Inside
oh
the
God.
Basement. Don't and he that. Did a video because the guys were like, what is he doing in there for 20 minutes? What does this number mean? So they're like trying to figure it out. So then they put a video camera in there. So then they're watching this. They're watching the laptop. It's Raj and Howard.
Mm-hmm.
And they're watching it. And Sheldon goes into the room, opens up this, like,
box.
Suitcase.
Uh-huh.
And, like, this, like, time-traveling new realm, like, opens up so he can go into, like, different dimensions, whatever it's called, like, outer space or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And so then he, like, puts his hand in, puts his head in, and he comes out and is like, ah! There's, like, a monster on his head. And then they're, like, freaking out watching, and he throws the thing on the computer, and they freak out.
Was he fucking with him?
He was fucking with him because I saw the camera. Well, you guys need to let me have my privacy for 20 minutes.
Was he just hacksacking?
So then he goes in there again, and he's hacky-sacking, and the number on the board is the highest number he got to
oh, how
without
funny.
Dropping it, and they're like, this means doesn't mean this.
Oh
they're trying
my
to figure
God,
it out.
Those were the days. Remember all the people would just stand and, God, you know, it was like technology now, you would never, that was when, dude, you were like finding shit to do because there was nothing to do.
Oh yeah, hacky-sack at school was so much fun.
Yeah, you stand in a circle. But I mainly remember the boys doing it. And like they do like the sidekick, like, oh, I'm so cool. I
and they kick it
on
the back
kick.
And they kick it over their heads. You know?
A little head kit. I mean,
they jump on their head and then they fling it around. Like
they do.
Meanwhile, we're all playing mud football in the front of the school during construction.
Seriously, I'm not kidding you. I can't tell you how many times I've played
mud
football.
Oh my god, those rocks.
We were in our cheerleading uniforms one time and we did it.
Hold up. Hey, that song, that's the next episode.
I know, no,
I was trying to think
hello,
of.
I am your soul sister, I know these things. Fucking A, I know this shit right when you say it, dude, I know.
Oh my god,
ready
I'm
for
dying.
The next episode.
Hold
song.
Up.
Song.
Hey. That's it.
Well, we hope you enjoyed your stay with us and come back and visit us soon. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you.
Until next time.
Until the next episode. So.
We're not going to finish the end of that song because it's inappropriate.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed recording it for you. We really appreciate all of our listeners.
We'd love to hear from you with any ideas or input for future episode topics. You can do this by emailing us at Two Girls True Crime. That's T-W-O Girls True Crime at gmail.com. And then you can also follow us on Instagram at Two Girls True Crime. We look forward to hearing from you.
The first 5 emails we receive, those listeners will get a shout out on our next episode. See you then.
Holly,
Miss Haven,
signing on.